Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar. Who is he? His name is Ali ibn Ahmad ibn, or Ahmad bin Ali rather, ibn Muhammad al-Asqalani. And this Asqalani refers to his great grandparents who lived in Asqalan. And Asqalan is in Palestine, where they entered this Asqalan in the year 583 of Hijra, or after Hijra. So it is, this is a place in Palestine around Gaza. Ibn Hajar was born on the 10th or the 12th of Sha'ban, the year 773 after Hijra, and he was an orphan because his father was a scholar as well as a merchant, died in the year 777 after Hijra. So when he was about 4 years old, and his mother passed away even before that, and Ibn Hajar had an older brother, and his older brother also was a learned man, but this brother died before Ibn Hajar. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah is one of the rare people in our Islamic history. Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah said about him, quote, Ibn Hajar was the strongest of those ulama, of those scholars who had memorized hadith. In fact, in his times there was no one the same as him in regards to what he memorized and to the precision of his mastery of hadith. He went to school at 5 years old to memorize the Quran. And he completed the memorization such that when he was 9 years old, he would lead the people in Taraweeh prayer in Mecca in the year 785 after Hijra, when he was in Mecca then. In the year 786, Ibn Hajar moved from Mecca to Egypt. And where he memorized a number of small summarized books like Al-Umda Fil Hadith, and also the book of Al-Hawi, which is a book in the Shafi'i Fiqh, and also Mukhtasar Al-Hajib, which is a book on the fundamentals of Fiqh, and other books also like in grammar. He took knowledge from a great number of scholars. In hadith, in fiqh, in fundamentals of fiqh, in grammar. And during a visit to Yemen, he said that he met some of the scholars there, such as Fayruzuddin al-Abadi, you know, the great grammarian and scholar who wrote one of the dictionaries of the Arabic language, a famous dictionary. Ibn Hajar took a number of posts and different positions in his life. On such position, he was teaching different Islamic sciences such as tafsir and recitations, qira'at. And he was also a mufti, so he would give fatwa, legal rulings. And he was also a judge on all Egypt. And also he took the position of giving the Friday sermons. Those positions, or these positions in those times, were only given to the scholars. As for the teachers of Ibn Hajar, he has more than 800 teachers. In fact, he wrote a book talking about his various different teachers who learned from. In fact, as to his students, they were abundant. A student would come and learn, and then the son of the student will come and learn from him, and so forth. So father and son would take the pride in having learned from Ibn Hajar, owing to the rank that Ibn Hajar held in his lifetime, rahimahullah. In fact, the muftis in the land were the students of Ibn Hajar himself. He was well known for his piety, from detachment from those unbeneficial things of this life, which means zuhd. Al-Buqa'i rahimahullah mentions that Ibn Hajar would fast continuously and eat very little. He started the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari, which is called Fath al-Bari. He started it in the beginning of the year 817 and concluded it in the year 842 after Hijrah. And he said about it himself, it is like a dictionary of the Sunnah, and it is the case. And it is the case. Alaykum as-salam. In fact, it's a dictionary for all Islamic sciences. And he had many also books about the status of men, narrators. And covering various Islamic sciences also. In hadith, tafsir, ulum al-Quran. On Tuesday the 14th of Dhul Hijjah, the year 852, he became ill. Such that Saturday the 18th of the same month, he passed away in Cairo, rahimahullah ta'ala. This is a brief biography for Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala, and may Allah's mercy be upon him and upon all the scholars of Islam.